This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We're moving on now to a story around electricity, still our most topical issue in South Africa at the moment. Electricity supply ranks third amongst the most critical issues South Africans want the government to address. And just over half of them say it is time for Eskom to be privatized. This is according to the latest Afrobarometer survey, which compiles data on African experiences and evaluations of democracy, governance, and quality of life. The Afrobarometer team in South Africa, led by the Institute of Justice and Reconciliation, interviewed 1,600 adult South Africans for its latest survey, yielding a representative sample with a 95% confidence level. So let's talk to Afrobarometer Communications Coordinator Asafika Mpako about the credibility of this and what exactly it means that South Africans would prefer Eskom to be privatized. Asafika, it is good to have you with us. Talk to us about who was interviewed put the answers together for this latest survey.
Hi, Pabi. Thank you so much for having me. So in every survey that we conduct across the continent, we use a nationally representative sample of adult citizens. And what this means is that all respondents are randomly selected, and the sample is distributed across regions, provinces, and urban and rural areas in proportion to their share in the national population. So every adult citizen has an equal chance of being selected. Mm. We also conduct our interviews face-to-face and in the language of the respondent's choice. And we use a standard questionnaire that allows us to compare across countries and over time. So we use a representative sample, like I said, and respondents are randomly selected, mm-hmm. which was what enables us to then infer and say that South Africans think this across the board using a particular sample.
So the power crisis has been blamed on Eskom's debt, on the fact that we're stuck with old infrastructure and poor planning. But perhaps you can give us some key findings from this survey.
Yes. Thanks, Babi. So from our survey, we found that 59% of South Africans say that they either strongly agree or agree that Eskom must be privatized. And when we break that down by demographic group, we find that residents of the Western Cape record the strongest support for this proposition. So 73% of respondents in the Western Cape say that Eskom must be privatized, while only about half agree in the Northwest, in Mpumalanga and in Gauteng. Mm. And also, support for privatization is relatively weak among poor citizens. Only 50% said that they would endorse the privatization of Eskom. And those with no formal schooling also provided very low support for the privatization of Eskom. So only 47% of respondents there said that they would endorse the privatization of Eskom. But further to that, Pabi, we also asked our respondents whether they would endorse government allowing other actors to generate and distribute electricity.
Yes.
And here we found that a greater proportion of South Africans were in favor of this proposition. So 76% of South Africans said that other actors should be allowed to generate and distribute electricity. And here, again, we saw that support for this view was low amongst those with no formal education. So only 55% of those with no formal education said that other actors should be allowed to generate and distribute electricity.
Why is it important to note that there are certain respondents with formal education and some without formal education?
Well, these indicators give us a glimpse into South African socioeconomic dispositions. So we want to understand, by breaking down the data according to demographic group, who is in favor of the privatization of Eskom, for instance, and allowing other actors to distribute and generate electricity. And then by so doing, we can understand which groups could potentially be adversely affected by a policy measure to privatize Eskom. So by breaking down the groups, we then are able to see whether maybe there are concerns around cost of electricity, a hike in the cost of electricity if Eskom was to be privatized, and how we can go about addressing the very real concerns that citizens might have should this such a thing occur.
Well, let's take Adil, who's called in on 0861 987 000. We have Afro Barometer Communications Coordinator Asafika Mbako on the line. Adil, go ahead. Hi.
Thank you so much, Papi. I just wanted to understand, because, you know, we can't mislead the public when we say 59% South Africans. This was not a referendum. It was a sampling of 1,800 people, which means only 1,800 people in that 59% of the people, because it's very wrong to say 59% South Africans want Eskom privatized. That is not the case. This is not a view on the ground. Majority of South Africans, 80% of them are poor and cannot afford to have a privatized Eskom in terms of electricity generation. So I think some of the researchers needs to be cleared up in terms of what it translates into as an outcome of their research outcome. We cannot generalize and say the research says 59% South Africans say Eskom must be privatized. I didn't say it must be privatized, and I don't know in that 59% how do they add my view on it.
Very interesting, Adil, and I'm sure, Asafika, you've obviously thought that through in the structuring of surveys like the ones you conduct. What's your view on what Adil had to say, of course?
Yes, thanks, Pabi. I mean, it's a question that comes up very frequently when we present our data to stakeholders, and I want to emphasize again that this is a nationally representative sample that we use. The methodology that we use of random selection and electing or selecting a nationally representative sample means that we are able to generalize to the larger population. And this is in line with statistical standards across the world. So we often use this analogy within the Afrobarometer team and within other statistics groups or statistical groups, that you do not have to taste the whole, when you're making soup, for instance, let me start here, you do not have to eat the whole soup to know what it tastes like. All you need is to stir the soup well and then to take a spoonful of that, and you're able to say whether the soup tastes good or whether it doesn't taste good. So that's that helps to understand the statistical method. You use a nationally representative sample. You select respondents randomly. The sample, you distribute it equally across regions and provinces in proportion to their share in the national population. And that guarantees you that you're able to say, we have a sample that we're able to say South Africans say this.
All right, let's leave it there for a second as we go to our headlines, because I see many more questions around the sample representing the whole country. And maybe you can explain some of that methodology a little bit further to us. And then also the purpose. What happens with this research once it's been done? We're talking to Afrobarometer Communications Coordinator Asafika Mbako. South Africans want Eskom privatized according to a new Afrobarometer survey. What do you say? It's 12:32.
This is your world. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
So a sample size of 1,600 adult South Africans were surveyed by the Afrobarometer team in South Africa, yielding a representative sample with a 95% confidence level. The results there were that a majority of South Africans say that Eskom should be privatized. About three-fifths of South Africans say Eskom must be privatized in order to ensure an effective supply of electricity in the country. Well, we're delving into this with the Afrobarometer Communications Coordinator, Asafika Mpako, and I'm taking your calls on 0861-987-000. Jabu is in Vleerhof. Jabu, hi.
Hello, Bobby. How are you?
Very well, and you, sir?
Nice, Bobby. Mm. I want to say, us, we don't know nothing. They didn't come to us. The first time also we heard it from in the radio, they didn't count us. As people from South Africa, now we wonder where is getting that. Who did inform? Who did agree? Because me as Chabo, I'm not agreeing with that. He's talking about because which means is whoever he did send him to count or whatever company. It's just show they don't care about the people of South Africa. They want to privatize Eskom just to make money.
But according to their survey, maybe Asafika, you can join in here. You know, I'm reading the research that says about half of the people that you surveyed said that they actually are willing to pay more for electricity in exchange for a service that actually works. What's your view on what Jabu had to say?
So just to respond to Jabu, firstly, Pabi, we must make clear that what the findings show is that 59% of South Africans either agree or strongly agree that Eskom must be privatized. In addition to that, 25% say that they disagree or strongly disagree, right? And then 16% neither agreed nor disagreed, and some said that they don't know, right? So that's one thing that I must make clear. So, of course, there are respondents who have disagreed with the privatization of Eskom as per our findings. And of course, that's what the callers are reflecting. I think that there are proponents of the privatization of Eskom, as our findings show, and then there are those who are very much against the privatization of Eskom, and that is reflected in our findings as well. So this is not a clear-cut debate. There are those who are for, those who are against. There are arguments on both sides for why Eskom should be privatized and why it should not. So that must be made very clear. And then, to your point about the willingness to pay more for electricity, we found that a slim majority, that is 51%, said that they would be willing to pay more electricity for better, to pay more for electricity for better services. And 32% said that they would not be willing to pay more. And here I must make clear that those who are economically well off, so the richest among us, said that they would be more willing, as did those who have more education. So perhaps that tells us something about those who are willing to pay. It's those who have access to more resources who say that they would be willing to pay for better services. So that is why we provide these demographic breakdowns. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to that point so that we're able to dissect a question and to understand how a particular intervention affects different groups, because we know that different groups are affected differently by any kind of intervention. And so this is what we try to assess by breaking down a question into the different demographic groups.
Okay, let's get to our next two callers. Gino is in Pretoria. How are you doing, Gino?
I'm all right, ma'am. And yourself?
Good. Welcome.
Good day to your panel. Is it a panelist? Is it a panel? How do I refer to some your guest? Yes, your guest.
There we go. You've got it.
Yeah, so to me, it's quite clear that this survey was conducted amongst a certain sector of society that is able to afford. Because if this panel or if this survey says that, because according to the guest, right, she says that she interviewed 25% of the people said that they don't want Eskom to be privatized, and then 16% said they abstaining from the survey, right? So that gives us a 31% outlook, and then that would mean 70% says that they want Eskom to be privatized. So I'm saying these figures are not representative of the entire South Africa's diaspora. So basically what I'm saying is that the survey that they made does not represent my view.
Got it.
It does not represent views of South Africa.
Thank you, Gino.
So
yes.
So I think they must make another one. But Eskom mustn't be privatized. No.
Got you. Absolutely understood. Sammy's in Dobsonville. Hi, welcome, Sammy.
Good day, Paddy. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Paddy, we know in South Africa, we know that majority of people working in industries that are low-skilled or unskilled at all. So meaning the any pittance, you can check the labor space, more than 60% of them. Now, we know that I've worked in a research company. I know how research studies are done. And sometimes they are doing. People are not being explained properly in what they're getting themselves into when they respond to those survey studies. And that's why there was an approach that was adopted in 2005, that when you do a research survey, you take this research sample, like mm-hmm. these papers that you do for research,
yes.
You give them to a respondent. You leave them for 7 days with this thing so that they can go through it. And understand exactly yes. what they're getting themselves into. Now, in this 59% that they say that people are agreeing with this, how many of this 50% are LSM 1 to 5,
yeah.
LSM 6 to 10, up to 15?
All right.
Meaning, how many of them are working in that space like ShopRite checkers, in banks, financial sector, IT?
Yeah.
Those are white collars.
Okay,
how
perfect.
Many of them are?
I think we've got the gist of it, Sammy. It's about the methodology and then also just who was represented in that sample. Similar to what Gino is saying, Asafika, my callers keep coming back to this point. What can you speak to that?
So firstly, I want to respond to your first caller's comment.
Mm-hmm.
He did not listen to me well.
Were the numbers correct?
Yeah, no. The numbers were not correct, and I want to repeat. 59% of respondents said that they agree or strongly agree that Eskom must be privatized. 25% said that they disagree or strongly disagree that Eskom must be privatized. And 16% said that they neither agree nor disagree or do not know. And that is on that particular question alone.
Other questions were asked.
Yes, other questions were asked. They did not abstain from answering the entire questionnaire. So I want to make that very clear to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, we have been doing this work since 1999. And we are a pan-African organization that operates across the continent. We have an unmatched track record of 350,000 plus interviews across the continent, covering 41 countries, representing the views of about 75% of the African population. And our data informs many global indices, and these include the Ibrahim Index of African Governance,
mm-hmm.
Transparency International's Global Corruption Barometer, and the World Bank's Worldwide Governance Indicators. And again, to add to that, Pavi, this was a nationally representative sample.
I just think part of the issue is, and I'm seeing it on Twitter as well, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we need to move on. I just really have been asked a lot here, the sampling of 1,800 or 1,600. This is a big thing. How then is this research used? Talk to us about that.
So this research is given to government. We have a lot of engagement with key stakeholders in government, in the NGO sector, in academia. So we engage those stakeholders. To give you just a few examples from our last round, which we conducted in 2001, for instance, we released some findings on corruption, which said that South Africans believe that corruption has increased in the country and that government is doing a poor job of fighting it. And the Office of the Presidency responded to our findings and listed or noted what they are doing to fight corruption. In addition to that, when the interviews for the position of Chief Justice were taking place, Chief Justice Maya quoted our findings on the low trust that South Africans have in the judiciary and the fact that it's declining. And to quote her, she said, "This does not augur well for the rule of law in South Africa."
Okay.
So our findings are relevant for policy discussion. They inform policy dialogues across the African continent and across the world. And we have a credible database. People must visit our website, www.afrobarometer.org. Follow us on Twitter at Afrobarometer.
So that's where we'll leave it. Asafika Mpako, Afrobarometer Communications Coordinator, thank you for your time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.